Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry and I'm joined by Lydia and Ravs. How are we all doing?
Hello. It's good to be back.
It's going to be quite a sleepy episode. I can sense it already.
I just woke up and I'm just getting over COVID. I'm a little tired, but I'm very good. But testing negative now, baby. We're on the mend.
Lock up your daughters. He's out and about.
He's ready. He's prowling again.
He's on the prowl.
How are you doing, Lydia? You all good?
I'm good. I'm just saying, sleepy. When we record these podcasts, we have cameras on so we can see each other. And I'm looking at all three of us now. And we all just
tell them
we look
that.
Like
they're
zombies.
They're going to demand that we record these face cams.
No, I like being able to come to this podcast looking like a fucking hairball that a cat just threw up and not having to worry about anyone seeing me.
It is nice. It's nice to not be self-conscious about it. It is. It makes it very freeing.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm looking into my own eyes and I feel sorry for myself.
So it's a nice little bit of self-pity. Last podcast that went out, we had... Obviously, Lydia, you weren't there, but we had Simon Honeydew Lane of the Yogs cast.
Diggy Diggy Hole Man.
And it was pretty good. It was really fun. I really enjoyed having him on. It was really enjoyable. He was a great guest, very humble, very funny, great answer of questions. So I'm pretty sure we'll get him back so we can do a proper guest episode. Because I feel like it was more like he filled in for Lydia rather than like he guested, do you know what I mean?
Was he me? Did he impersonate me?
No. I feel like he gave probably the opposite answers to everything that you would have given. there were some good questions though. Some good questions. Lots of stuff about baths and boy dirt.
Okay, so I'm yet to listen to it. I am going to listen to it. I was saving it for when I was going to do some painting. I have heard though from my Twitch chat that whenever I'm not there, it's awful, as in not awful as in bad, but it derails and you say the most cursed, disgusting things. And it's made me realize, like, is everyone holding it back because of me? Like,
I don't know. I don't think I am, but maybe surreptitiously I am.
I don't think I am either.
No.
Maybe it's just my calming, pragmatic mind. And then when I'm gone, you all just are let loose.
Maybe just me and Rouse together just like ping pong back and forwards just to just such an extent. I don't know. Maybe there is
that,
a little bit.
Yeah,
there.
That or I don't know if it was like Simon or something. But I just never imagined you'd be the one to rein us in, Lids.
I know.
Like, you're equally as fucking cursed.
Yeah, I feel like you'll be the first one to say it, if anything.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was so confused. Like, how does it get worse when I'm not there? But yeah. I can't wait to listen to it anyway. I've heard it's amazing.
Yeah, it was a good episode. And I think in a couple more episodes, we'll get Simon back and let him have a round two with all three of us. Because I think it was really fun. It's really enjoyable. Equally, if people have ideas for other guests, I know we called it out, but let us know who you'd like us to get on. I think it's fun having guests. I've enjoyed it. I think Simon and Perrin are two great guests.
We've got Ed Miliband next week, don't we, Ravs?
We do.
Oh, God, just can't wait for Ed Miliband to come on. Like,
it's really great. Actually, no, we're going to get Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak. That's how they're going to figure out the Tory leadership race. They're going to come on 0 degrees. And we're going to ask them about boy dirt, Klim, and fucking Mormonism. I have to call out the amount of questions that have been sent in that aren't questions about, like, from Mormons.
Really?
I feel like we really triggered something where all of these, like, ex-Mormons that listen to Zero Degrees have written in these long paragraphs about Mormonism, confirming a lot of the things that we were saying, you know. So thank you. It was some interesting reading. I don't know if we'll read them all on the podcast because there's a lot to read, but... Shout out to the ex-Mormons.
Shout out to the Mormons. That was the last demographic that I was expecting to be listening to this podcast, but I'll take it.
I guess, but they're ex-Mormons, right? So now they're like, you know, they're sexually liberated. They're fucking...
drinking coffee and stuff.
Yeah, they're crazy. They're crazy, these crazy ex-Mormons. But no, thank you. There's some great messages, some great insights into Mormonism. I feel like I learned a little bit. So I appreciate it. Should we hop into some questions? We got a lot of questions. I mean, there's fucking, to be quite frank, there's hundreds of fucking questions to still go through.
Yeah, oh my God, there's so many.
And I feel like one of the complaints I have been getting is we fucking don't get through any questions. So maybe...
Well, you know, it's just that we care so much that we, you know, we spend a little time answering every question, you know, so...
Yeah.
If you send in, you know that we're going to try and not help you for as long as possible.
How do I inspire my husband to exercise and eat healthy with me?
I feel like this is just a question that's not good for the three of us.
We're both sitting here, never lifted a finger in our entire fucking lives, yeah. Live off McDonald's and cider. Yes, good question.
I literally don't know the last time I, like, exercised. I say I went climbing, like, a month and a half ago.
Oh, how was that?
That's the last time I... It was fun. I won't lie, it was exhausting. Mm. I wouldn't say I'm like a super unhealthy person, but I'm not like a really physically fit person. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like I'm just, there's not much of me.
He's a little cheese string boy.
Little cheese string boy, yeah. So like doing like whatever muscles I did have were dying. They were crying out for help, just for friends, for more of them. It sucked.
Climbing is like full body, right? It's like using every muscle.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it? Like, I imagine it is. Well,
it's like a lot of your like forearms, but also if you're climbing with your forearms, you're kind of doing it wrong. You should be using like your legs. So like, and then there's a lot of like core tension while you're holding yourself on the wall. Like, pretty exhausting. What about you guys? What's the last exercise you guys did?
Well, I was about to say, sorry, I'm actually answering for Ravs now. Ravs is a fucking bloody Mr. Muscle now.
I'm chatted.
He's fucking, I'm so glad we don't have cameras on because that was so attractive.
That was so hot. Perhaps... That was so fucking hot.
How's the gym? How's the gym been going?
I'm enjoying it. I was literally on my way to the gym when I tested positive for COVID.
Oh, fuck.
I was like pain and I've had to sit back at home and not go to the gym and comfort eat. So I've actually taken a step back on fitness.
Yeah, but that's understandable.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm excited to get back. I like lifting weights. I used to be pretty strong, like when I was like a window cleaner and like would go to the gym after cleaning windows and lift weights and shit.
Window cleaning is quite a physical job. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, trouble is, all of our jobs are quite sedentary now. You know, they're kind of behind a monitor, behind a keyboard. Whereas window cleaning, you're out, you're climbing ladders, you're literally doing stuff with your hands constantly. Like, it is, I imagine it's quite exhausting.
Yeah, it was exhausting, and then to go to the gym after that was like extra exhausting, but it was good because I was like in the best shape I was ever in, and I was pretty shredded. Well, not shredded, but you know, I could lift heavy weights.
Great cheese off that boy's arms. Yes,
nah, actually, you would just get like a hairy cheese string instead.
Yeah,
it's just Harry, a hairy cheese string.
Oh my God, I made Harry rubbing a cheese string on my belly. But you know, I was just like, you know what? I sit down all the time now. I want to go back to the gym. And I joined the gym. It was great. And then TwitchCon Amsterdam and COVID happened. So, but I want to go back. As soon as I'm like energetic again, I'm going back.
Yeah. What about you, Lids? What's the last exercise you were doing?
So I did use, I've never been an exercise, surprise. I've never been an exercise person. I've never, you know, got into it. I've never particularly loved it. I'm very lazy, very I like sitting down a lot. But I actually used to go running. I used to like
what
running.
The fuck?
I used to do couch, so I started with couch to 5K, which is really good. I do actually really recommend it if anyone's interested in running because it starts you off super slow. Because I think running is very like an overwhelming thought. Like, what do? Just go out and sprint and then you're dead in like 10 seconds. So it builds you up really slowly.
I feel like I'm too socially anxious to go running. I feel like there's a lot of eyes on you. It's a very public kind of sport.
It is super self-conscious. Like when you run past people, yeah. and you're like, oh, they're staring at me.
Yeah.
But that's
knackering, and it's, you know, very, very public.
To be fair, I did used to run somewhere quite quiet. I had like a real good spot that I used to run. But I was pretty into that. But then when I broke my leg, I haven't really, I mean, that was this winter. That would be 5 years ago.
Holy fuck.
And I still can't really, I can't really walk that much. So I haven't really been able to go back to exercising. The smart part of me knows that I could go swimming or lift weights like Ravs. Like, there is loads of stuff I can still do. But then the laziness, you know, it all comes back to the laziness. I just have zero motivation. And I read the stories about people being like, and, you know, exercise has changed my life. I'm so much happier. I'm so much mentally sound. And I just can't be fucked, you know?
I completely get that. Because I feel like it's something that I could do. But just like there's enough other things going on in life that finding and slotting that time for that, like also just the headspace for that. I feel like I'm thinking about and doing so many other bits and bobs that, well, I don't know, when am I going to think about, like, I don't even want to consider it. Do you know what I mean?
And you're so busy, Harry. Yeah. Like, you've got such a demanding job and you also stream. Like,
I don't know when you're going to have time to think about it. Like, I do enjoy, like, stuff like swimming. Honestly, you saying swimming, like, I enjoy exercise that's fun. I feel like that's, like, I'm kind of like a kid in that, you know, you need to cover my greens in tomato ketchup and disguise them. Like, disguise my exercise as actually a fun thing to do. Like, I used to do airsofting really regularly.
Which is absolutely exhausting.
Like, running around a wood carrying loads of gear for 8 hours is fucking knackering. Like, you're also like insanely like head fucky, because just running like through a wood and not like tripping, spraining your ankle, rolling your ankle is like, it's just a lot of concentration on that exercise.
Plus, you're trying not to get shot, right? So you're like looking out all the time.
But like, it's rough.
I did it once and I was fucking exhausted. Like, and even just like stepping like a fucking swampy bit where your like shoe would just get swallowed by mud and like fucking tripping over branches and shit. It was just a fucking nightmare, but it was fun as fuck.
Yeah, I feel like you need to disguise those ways to exercise as like fun things. Like, swimming again is like, I don't really feel like I've ever researched any good swimming places in Bristol, but there must be some.
Daff used to go every morning because he'd come into the office like fucking
what,
wet.
In his swim shorts?
just tiny little
speedos, like an Italian man at the beach.
See, what I don't understand is like how Daff would wake up at like 7 in the morning and be like, I'm gonna go and swim and then go to the office. I was like, before work? I'm a fucking dead body till about midday.
Yeah.
Like, even right now I'm dead.
But I wonder if that is part of the cycle, right? We don't do exercise, so we are feel more tired because we are weak. I don't know if that's part of it. Do you know what I mean? If you are exercising, maybe that you do.
You're less lethargic.
Stronger. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like Led says, like, it is such an amazing feeling when you go. Like, it doesn't make any sense because you go in and like, I do like half an hour cardio right now, and then I do like some weightlifting, and then after that, like when I've left the gym, I'm like, oh shit, I feel like pumped up. I feel mentally good. I feel like I have more energy after coming to the gym, which is kind of weird.
And you got endorphins and everything.
Yeah, it's the endorphins, right?
Yeah, I agree with Harry that, like, I think the best way with exercise is it being disguised as not exercise. Because, like, for me, like, the idea of going to the gym is like, ugh. But I did, I have done some exercising recently. I did a pole class, which is incredibly exhausting because it is all muscle and I have none of those. So that was really hard because I'm just not strong and you have to, there's a lot of like,
it's also quite scary.
It's scary.
Actually holding yourself up on a pole is one, difficult and exhausting, but two, like, you know, you can't, it's not super far, but when you do get quite high, it's quite high. Like,
yeah, especially, I mean, not that I would get to this point, but you see the girls and guys and everyone who's like going upside down and got their head like dangling, like, Christ, what have you slipped?
Holding on with one hand and shit, doing like bike pole poses and stuff like that. That's crazy.
Were you a clammer, Lids? Have you got clammy hands, or are you a dry hand person? Did you have to chalk?
Oh, I think I'm quite clammy. I'm sweating now.
Because it's not good. Like that, if you're doing pole, like being a clammer is like not what you want.
Clammy.
You don't want to be a clammer.
No. You know what also was really, turned out to be super exhausting exercise, but was really fun? The go-karting that we did, the Mario Kart go-karting.
Mm. Oh my God. That was exhausting.
I did not expect that to be so physically
why was
demanding.
That? Is it just the pressures of, you know, not quite the G-forces, but I guess kind of the G-forces of like getting thrown around. Like, you know, you are kind of, there's a physicality to driving a little cart like that, right? You are kind of throwing your weight behind it.
Mm.
I think it was just like getting into the car and then you turn the car on and your whole body's like vibrating with the engine.
Yeah.
And then like to turn, you have to go like fucking, like move your arms so much.
Yeah, you've got to really throw your weight behind it, don't you? Like to take a really tight corner, you're like fighting against the car. Like the next few days, I was a broken woman. All my muscles were killing me.
Oh my God, yeah, I had to stop. They were like, do you guys want to do like one more bonus race? And I was like, fuck, no, I don't.
Me and Raz were the only people that didn't do the bonus race. We were like, no, we're done.
Yeah, we were like, should we get a drink?
Should we fucking start boozing? Like, what is this?
Yeah.
I'm dying.
Yeah, I guess that's the answer, right? It's either finding stuff you can do with friends that is also disguised as exercise. Like, you know, that is physically exerting. But the trouble is that's also usually stuff is quite expensive or it's hard to do a lot of it, you know.
You can't just
go go-karting every 2 days. Like, that feels pretty, like, extravagant.
Just said, eat healthy is also on this list. She wants her husband to exercise and eat healthy. This is a fucking hard one.
Yeah, eating healthy is pretty...
It's so hard. Like... I've tried to like count calories and stuff like that, and I was doing very good. And then obviously Amsterdam, I was like, I ain't fucking counting no calories in Amsterdam. Fuck that shit.
Nah, you're on a holiday. You gotta let yourself have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
So she says, the thing is, she says, how does she get her husband to do it with her? So the exercising thing, it's got to be something they're doing together. So what's a good husband-wife like exercise thing to do?
I mean,
that's not wrong. Like, I weirdly love that answer. That is
just straight fucking.
Honestly, I think that's great advice.
It's a good cardio burner. Yeah,
there's your cardio.
That being said, okay, wait, but is it just
wait,
like?
Well, if it's like 1 minute though.
Or also, what if it's just like he just lies on his back and he does all the work?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, it can be not great exercise. I was gonna suggest like a sport. Like a duo sport, do you know what I mean? Something like squash or badminton or tennis. You know, squash and badminton are good because they're kind of inside-y sports and it's year-round and then, you know, there's no excuse to give, you know, to not go play or whatever. But something that you can play together, you know, and then you can play doubles against your friends or whatever, and then there's a bit of, like, bonding. Do you know what I mean? Because if you're just going swimming together, you're just kind of... There's no, like, communication.
No.
You're just kind of... You're doing the exercise and then... You're done.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a kind of an activity.
I think going for a nice walks places, like look around your local area, find like nice parks, nice like walking trails, things like that. And like maybe on the weekend do a like, we're going to go walk around here for an hour and then maybe we'll stop and get some lunch while we do it. Like make it like a nice date, but also involve lots of walking and exercise.
Yeah, that's a really good shout. I love that. I do think the eating healthy part is the hard bit though. But the fact that they say eat healthy with me implies that they're kind of doing it already or about to start eating healthy.
Mm.
And if you're living together, there's kind of a, you can just double up and cook the meals twice. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that's kind of, if you're doing it, you can just kind of take them along with you as long as they're vaguely willing. Like,
yeah, it depends on like who's doing the cooking, right?
Yeah. Like, I guess if he's just literally, he's just making burgie every night, then like...
Yeah. Yeah, if you're doing the shopping or whatever, though, like, you just buy healthier shit and just make healthier shit for dinner. Don't buy as many snacks.
I just don't buy crisps. Just don't buy crisps, chocolate, sweets. Go to the store and just buy nice looking stuff and then it's easy. I don't know, cooking healthy for me is like kind of the easy bit. Exercising is like, I don't know how the fuck I do that.
I think that this is gonna like lead to the husband like though sitting in a car at like at a McDonald's drive-thru in secret, like eating a Big Mac, you know what I mean? I feel like this is gonna be a secret Big Macs are gonna be happening.
That's the thing, isn't it? Because if she does the shopping and she only buys healthy stuff, she never buys snacks. That's when, and the, if the husband doesn't want to do it, then he is gonna go find a way to just go out and eat crap.
Fundamentally, he has to be joining you on the journey. It's kind of a pointless exercise if he isn't willing and isn't up for doing it. Like,
yeah,
you need to convince him. And he needs to be willing. Otherwise, I think just do it yourself. Like, there's not much hope.
And when he sees how happy and full of life you are, maybe he'll be like, I'm going to get in on that. I want to be healthy and exercising. Because it is, like, contagious. When I see Rav's, like, so excited about the gym, I'm like, maybe I should go to the gym. I'm still not going to, but I think about it. And that is one step more.
I will say, that has been nice. People being like, oh, my God, you've inspired me to go to the gym. I'm like, ooh. Hashtag influence.
But also that's another like encourager for you to keep going, right? Then you're like, that's a pressure on you. Like, I'm inspired people to do it. Fuck, that's great. I should do it more. Do you know what I mean?
That's kind of why I post about it. So I have to hold myself accountable because people will then ask me, how's the gym going? And if I'm like, but I just ate burgers.
Yeah, I like this question. I think good luck. I hope it goes well. I hope it goes well. I hope the husband's into it. I hope you take up some fun sport together.
Have a good fucking.
Have a good fuck. All right, next question.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
How do I get my friends to take more good pictures of me? I became single again when COVID first hit, coming out of a long-term relationship. I've since been trying to get into the online dating game, but have no recent good pictures of me apart from some selfies. I take loads of good candid pictures of friends that they then use as their profile pictures, but no one takes pictures of me unless they're silly ones. I do also suffer from body dysmorphia a bit, but I would still like them to try.
It's a good question, actually, because sometimes that some people will have these amazing pictures taken of them by other people, and you're like, how do they have all these nice pictures? Is it like, is there the person with them just always snapping them, or are they asking for them? Like, you know, usually the pictures we have of ourselves are like selfies, right? Because it's not usually that the person is just taking loads of pictures of you.
Yeah. I feel like it takes active effort, right? You know, someone has to be the photographer or someone has to do whatever. But I feel like the active effort here needs to be, you need to say to maybe one of your closer friends of all of them, I need you to take some pictures of me. Like, I want you to. Like, you need to, like, there needs to be some assertiveness here, I feel like. You can't just be like, oh, please take some more pictures of me. No, you need to be like, I'm getting in the fucking game. I need some good fucking snaps. Over this week, we're doing loads of shit. Take some pictures of me. Make them look cool.
Like, make sure you get my fucking Chad jawline.
Yeah, fucking get my big cocker in there. Get my, like, 17 pack. Like, just get all of the good features. Let's go. Like, I feel like you gotta just go out there and not be, you know, they need to fucking return the favor. I think you can also say that. You know, say, look at all these great pictures I've taken of you. It's time to fucking pay your debt.
Saying that though, Harry, some people are fucking doomed and can't take a good picture to save their damn life.
That's true.
It sounds like the question asker here is like good at taking photos of people and like angles and stuff, and probably know like the fucking good settings on their iPhone or Samsung or whatever. But like, that sounds like their friends just are really stupid and take like really zoomed in pictures of their faces and fucking just weird shots of them.
But I feel like that's where you can say, you know, this means something to me. Can you try? Try, I mean, at least fucking try.
Yeah, exactly. But maybe teach them or some shit.
Yeah.
I think you've just got to be really fucking shameless. Like, I am awful because I take so many pictures of myself, and I'm always saying, like, to my other half, can you take a picture of me while we're out so I can get a picture for my Instagram? And I think at first it's kind of embarrassing because it feels very vain and it feels very fucking self-absorbed to be like, take pictures of me. Like, it does feel cringe. But after you do it 100 million times, in the end, especially if there's a reason, like I'll be like, can you take a picture of me so I can put my Instagram? So there's like, I don't know, I'm putting content out, you know, make it spin it like it's like a job thing. when in reality, I'm just fucking vain.
Lydia, I'm just checking your Instagram right now. It looks like you haven't posted it in 17 years.
But I think if you just get over the like the embarrassment of just being like, look, I know this is kind of cringe. Like you said, Harry, just say like, this is cringe, but I need some nice pictures for my dating app. Can you get some cool candid photos of me? And I think be specific, like be like, try maybe a higher angle. Like it's all about angles, right? You want a slightly higher angle, nice lighting. And then show it to me. And if it looks shit, I can pose a bit and just spend like 10 minutes getting some nice pictures. And then boom, you only need to get, what is it, like 4 or 5 pictures for your dating profile.
Honestly, 3 minimum. Like,
yeah. And then once
make sure
done, it's done.
Do some different days.
Oh yeah, different days. So it's not
like,
just the same.
Get it doing different things or whatever. Like make some nice ones. Yeah, I think you have to fucking ask. Like
yeah.
I know it's
yeah.
I feel like they've probably taken it for granted that you're the person that just takes pictures, and they probably haven't even fucking thought about it, you know? Just because if you're always the person often take pictures and are taking pictures of things, no one's ever thinking about it. It's mm-hmm. never in their mind, I should take my phone out and take pictures. Because there's pictures being taken of them. So they probably haven't even considered it. And thus, they might be really thankful. They're like, oh shit, I've never thought of that. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
That also sounds like a fucking amazing start or whatever to like a night out or whatever, you know, like, can you come out and take some pictures of me for like fucking Tinder or Hinge or whatever the fuck people are using these days?
Yeah.
Like just picturing like taking a mate out and just taking all these like stupid photos of them doing
trying to find a nice
shit.
Car that you can pose next to, do you know what
yeah,
I mean, like
exactly,
all this shit
yeah.
like,
that'd be fun.
Yeah,
that's it. I think you can make it a bit
sounds
of a game
like,
make
like
it a silly
a fun
thing.
Game yeah make it silly and like fun for your friends to do it, you know.
Equally they say they suffer from like some body dysmorphia, which like
yeah maybe there is banging pictures your friends have taken of you and you're just being picky.
I feel like if they're your friends, your friends are there to hype you up, right? To give you that confidence. So
yeah.
I think if you can trust anyone to do it, you got to trust them. That also being said, I feel like there must be like services that you can like hire a photographer for an hour or whatever to take your dating pictures. Like that has to be like a fucking thing, right?
In
major cities around the world, there must be like photographers who will just come out and take pictures of you or something. Like I mean, obviously, there are photographers you could hire, but like specifically for dating apps. I wonder if that's a thing.
If all else fails, self timer and a tripod. And I know that feels incredibly cringy doing that in public, but if it's somewhere quiet and you're just like maybe sitting on the bench, pensively looking, you know, making it look like someone's just taking a snap of you, like you know, you could, if your friends are utterly shit at getting pictures,
just
and every
the
picture
tripod
they took
up in the club.
Yes. But you know, sometimes you got to take it into your own hands.
Yeah, I think you can do it. And I do feel like they owe you, which I feel like is an easier starting basis. Do you know what I mean? If they weren't the one that takes good pictures already, I'd be like, you're a little bit fucked. But there's some debt, which I feel like can be called back in.
So yeah, advice is just have no shame and just ask. Throw away your dignity and ask them to take pictures.
Or like find out where all these like photographer content creators are hanging out, you know, because like my TikTok is filled with like people just like, hey, I'm a photographer, can I take a bunch of pictures of you? And they always take
amazing.
The best fucking pictures of random
that, I don't believe that shit. Every time I see one of those where it's like,
yeah,
oh hey, I'm just a random photographer in the street, you're like a really fucking beautiful person,
outfit.
Can I just like take a picture of you? And then they like take an incredible picture and the person's like, oh thanks, and then just like walks away. It's so fucking staged and bullshit. There's no way that isn't like a hired model or their mate or a person they've spoken
maybe.
To for like 20 minutes before the cameras and turned on. I just don't believe it. I'm so cynical.
You're probably right, because like the person is always wearing like the sickest fit I've ever seen in my life, and I'm like, that is shit only a model would fucking
wear. They're like always absolutely stunning. I was just so
you're telling me this guy's like just like walking through a dog park and you just happen to have your camera there, like fuck right off, mate.
Yeah. It's honestly as staged as like the beginning of a fucking porno. That's how fucking like cringe acting I find it. I'm just like, come on. But that being said, there might just be fucking hundreds of those people out there just taking pictures of people. I don't know.
Maybe they do go around and take so many pictures and 99% of them are shit. So we only see like the ones that, because like your average person, like modeling is hard. Knowing how to pose, like most people, if a person with a big ass camera, a stranger, went to go take a picture of them, would just feel really awkward and probably not pose in a particularly modelly way and wouldn't know how to angle your face. Like that's shit that models learn how to do with their body and their face. So, and when these pictures come out and they, like you said, genuinely look like a fucking supermodel, it's like, how? I would look like a fucking awkward hairy cheese string, you know? It wouldn't be happening. But so maybe 99% of the stuff they get is crap and we're just filtered to the 1%, which is good.
Fuck, I just got reminded of, do you guys know the Arctic Monkeys cover that's the guy smoking the cigarette? Do you know the story behind that cover?
No.
So it was just a guy that was a mate of the band and they were like taking some pictures of him for the cover. And they're like, oh, these kind of suck. And they basically just took him out on like a fucking like 12-hour booze cruise. And just like he threw up. He was just was like absolutely fucking destroyed. And he got in a fight. And then they brought him back to the photography studio. And that's when they took the picture of him like smoking the cigarette for that Arctic Monkeys cover.
No way.
I
was like,
I really love that.
I'm looking at it now and he looks fucked.
Yeah, look at it. Bring it up. He is like absolutely, I think he'd just thrown up before they took the picture.
Like you can just see how drunk they are in their eyes. You know what I mean?
He's so fucked. Yeah. But I wonder, can you get your friends to do... Is there like... Can you almost make a funny dating app story of like, I got my friends for the evening to take me out and get pictures with me. Here is me on a night out. You know, like here's the pictures that they got or whatever. Do you know, is there like a fun dating app gimmick to it? I don't know.
I think it would make a cool bio as well. Like, you know, every when you're scrolling through dating apps, so much of it is, you know, the same kind of thing, the same kind of pictures. So if something makes you stand out, that's good, right? You know, get you noticed a bit more.
Yeah.
Also, a conversation starter.
I feel like dating apps are pretty fucking like mind-meltingly like... Oh, there's just, what is, like, what am I doing? Am I just, like, a bad person just, like, judging all of these people? Do you know what I mean? There's heavy monotony and it's a pretty fucking grim experience sometimes. Mm. So I feel like having some, like, character and fun to your dating app adds a lot. And something like that is kind of a fun silly idea. I don't know.
I like it. Good idea.
And hopefully you don't end up with something like as horrific as that Arctic Monkeys picture of just
covered in vomit.
Really fucked up guy.
Although the guy looks fucked up, he does look kind of cool as fuck. Though,
it is a cool picture. I like it.
It's a cool guy, yeah.
So maybe that there is like a niceness to having like that at the end of your pictures. Like if someone scrolls that far, you know.
Yeah, having your crew at the Arctic Monkeys. Everyone needs that Arctic Monkeys picture. Everyone has to have one.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. Question three. I found it difficult to break out of my comfort zone in terms of alcoholic drinks. And I was wondering...
This is something we're qualified for.
Yes, finally! Finally, a question we're qualified for.
And I was wondering what your go-to drinks are. I'd love to give your suggestions a try.
Actually, wait, are we qualified? We order the same thing every time we go to the pub.
We're stuck in, like, pub culture, though, you know? Yeah. We're, like, stuck in, like, rounds where you don't want to order anything different, you know? So we all drink cider and beer because we don't want to be the person that's like, I'll have a spirit or I'll have a wine or I'll have, like, a bottle of this or...
Do you know what I think we should do? I think we should go around each... type of alcohol and give our favorites.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's
okay.
Because whilst I do only drink cider here, I do drink, I'll drink beer. I'll drink fucking anything. I'm not that picky. I just like cider. I'll just fucking drink anything. Okay, should we start with beers? What's our favorites, our go-tos? You can be as hipster as you want or you can be as mainstream as you want. I'm going to be pretty mainstream.
Okay, I'll double whammy this answer and say like you're like average, you're just at the pub, you know, getting a pint and like they don't have anything fancy. Just like a San Miguel or something, you know, or like an Amstel or something along those lines. Just like a nice pint.
San Miguel on draft, from a barrel.
Yeah, on draft, yeah.
Is probably one of the best like standard draft beers that you can get, I would say. What about you? What beers do you drink, Lids?
I'm not much of a beer drinker. Like you, Harry, I'm more of a cider gal. So I don't have much knowledge, but when I do drink them, I like the ones which are maybe a bit sort of those little craft beer cans, which is it a pale ale where it's quite
pale ales,
light and it has a bit of a fruitiness to
like
it.
Like Wiper and Chew.
Easy to drink. Like I like those ones. And I also like, is it the Corona where you have the lime in it?
Yeah.
I like a bottle of Corona on a hot day.
Corona and Sol are great.
We have a brewery here, Left Handed Giant in Bristol, and they do amazing IPAs. Like they're probably my favorite beers in Bristol, but like never drink there.
It is also 2/3 pints, which is like the most frustrating
kind of very annoying.
All right,
Harry, what's your beer?
I think it probably would be a San Miguel as well. I do think San Miguel's pretty good.
Yeah,
I do love Desperados, which I know are like
they're good.
They're so like disgusting in so many ways. Kinda,
they remind me of like being in a club.
Yeah, that's tequila in it.
Yeah. It's just such a fucked up little drink. But it makes me happy. So every time I'm getting despies, I know I'm getting fucked. So.
Yeah. If I was gonna be a beer wanker, I would say Le Chouf, a Belgian beer. It's just my fucking favorite damn beer. Was Le Chouf.
Does it have a fancy? What's the packaging?
There's a little gnome man on it. And,
It
either comes in like the little stubby bottles or a wine bottle.
Ooh.
And I drank the wine bottle versions, a couple of them, and I felt very, very fucked.
Oh my God. Yeah, Belgian beer. I went to Bruges and spent like a night in a Belgian beer pub thing. And that was good fun, just trying all. The book was just full, like hundreds, and just trying different, like, I'll take the strawberry flavored one. Like,
that's a great way of just discovering what you do and don't like.
Yeah.
And
trying to broaden your horizons is going to one of those bars or like tap rooms where they just have 40 different beers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go up and you can ask to taste them. Like, don't take the piss. Don't stand there and taste test like 40 of them. But most places are pretty obliging to give you like a small sample before you buy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like the smaller indoor independent places are usually pretty more cool with that. So like do go and give that a crack. All right. Wines. Are any of us big wine drinkers?
I love myself a nice little red or a little bit of Prosecco. Does that count as a wine? I guess it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, we can include a little bit of bubbly.
Not too much of a white wine drinker, but like a little Pinot Grigio.
I literally
Pinot Grigio for white, or Cab Sav, you know, Cabernet Sauvignon, or Merlot for red.
I feel like wine knowledge is something that I want to know about. I want to have that like wine bullshit knowledge of like, oh, it's New Zealand, like, you know? Yeah, great year for New Zealand. It was really hot, like just like shit like that. I want the confidence to be able to bullshit my way through just picking a wine because it's all bullshit.
Bordeaux, it makes the best grapes.
I will always just take a Pinot Grigio. Like a Pinot Grigio is just fucking amazing to me. Like, God, I would rate that almost as much as I love cider. Like,
it's just a glass now, actually.
Just the trouble is,
want some wine.
If you drink Pinot Grigio at the speed that you drink cider, you get very fucking drunk, which is why I don't order it.
If you're ordering like a large glass to everyone's pint, four rounds in, you're like, what?
You're fucked,
and everyone's like, doing okay.
But honestly, a fun way to get into wines is just do a bottle evening where everyone has to go buy a different bottle and then you all try it and then you just pass it around. That's what we did when we were kids.
Yeah, like a little like, wine and cheese night. Like,
yeah,
we were 12.
Yeah, I legally can't discuss this.
I with wine, like, it's funny because when you're growing up, you're like, I'll just buy the cheapest bottle. I just always buy the cheapest bottle, whatever. You just want to get fucked up. But I would say now, if you want to try some nice wine, I will always say that this is the shit. So it's a New Zealand Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc. Like any kind of that type of wine. Kiwi wine is, maybe I'm being a bit biased.
You're a
bit
biased here. You're a bit fucking biased.
But it
was it a really good year that year?
Was it? Such a good year. It's such a nice wine. Like Oyster Bay is lovely. Like I went to my mum's yesterday and she poured me a glass of wine and I didn't know what it was before and I drank it and immediately it was like, oh, this is Marlborough. This is a Sauvignon Blanc. This is a Kiwi wine. Because it's just leagues above every other wine. It's so smooth and drinkable. Also, I like a £5 bottle of Prosecco from Lidl. Honestly, it's banging. Check it out. £5, Lidl. Goes down a tree. Very nice.
Yep.
I usually buy Barefoot.
Barefoot's good.
Barefoot's
yeah.
the brand that I go for. It's in most supermarkets. I think it's like above average.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
I like also summer's day. I like a glass of rosé. Hot day.
Rosé's all right.
I could take a little rosé like on a hot day.
A dry rosé, not a sweet. I used to drink that really sweet rosé when I was about 18, and now it makes me feel ill.
It's just Ribena.
It's basically Ribena. White Zinfandel is just like so sweet. But yeah, nice dry rosé on a hot day. Lovely. God, I'm fucking gagging for a glass of wine.
No, it's just...
It's like 25 degrees outside. The sun is shining. I'm just like...
I still have quite a few hours of my workday left and I am going to be shaking my legs like a fucking alcoholic.
I am finally allowed out.
Thank God Rouse doesn't have COVID and is in the isolation.
I'm going to die.
The biggest fucking cock tease right now.
Yeah.
For cider, we've got to do cider separate to beer, right?
Yeah.
It deserves its own separation. Because also there's actually quite a lot of variety for cider. Mm-hmm. I would throw, obviously, Thatcher's Gold in. I think Thatcher's Gold... on draft, not in a can, is like the best cider you can buy. If you're having to buy bottled or canned cider, I actually think Rekordlik is like the nicer version from Old Mout. It's like a Swedish fruit
I've
cider
had that.
Brand.
That's very nice.
It's a kiwi cider actually as well.
Kiwi
New
cider
Zealand
in there
do
as
the
well.
Best alcohol.
It just isn't as shit as fucking Magners or Strongbow Dark Fruits is not cider.
That is fucking veil.
It's piss. I'm sorry. Like, I know a lot of Americans, that's all they have. But, like, get yourself some Rekordlik. That's great stuff. If not that, Thatcher's Gold. Those are my friends. Oh, and also Bee Sting. Bee Sting is the, like, that's, like, super niche cider that you probably won't find anywhere. But it's, like, 7%. They usually make Perry, which is pear cider. It's, actually, I think it's, it might be more than
7%. I love that name, Perry. I love that.
Perry. I think it might even be 8%.
Damn, that's gonna
it's
mess you
really,
up.
Really fucking high percentage, but it's like very sweet, very like syrupy and very alcoholic. It's a really, really special cider. So you can get hold of Bee Sting. I think you can order it online. Actually, I think we recommended it on Chimnati once and someone like ordered like a fucking barrel of it.
Oh, really?
Oh my God.
You can just go to their website and order loads of it. So Lily's Cider Bee Sting is great. Those are my recommendations.
So I moved down to Bristol and I was like, I'm moving to cider country and everyone drinks cider at the pub. I'll drink some cider. So I was like drinking Thatcher's Gold and I was like, I kind of like Thatcher's Gold, but I find it very... Did you just take a drink from a Thatcher's Gold, Harry?
No, it's a San Pellegrino. It's a San Pellegrino.
Okay, San Pellegrino.
Harry just slowly getting drunk.
Anyway, I'm just going to do this long rant about Thatcher's Gold.
Yeah,
mate, so fucking Thatcher's, eh? Fucking get a couple in you. Fucking feels great.
I was like, you know what, we're moving to cider country, Bristol, innit? Fucking everyone drinks cider here. And I would drink it at the pub, and I'm like, it's kind of nice, but like about 3 or 4 pints in, I'd feel like so like bloated. And like I'd walk home and I'd be feeling fine, and I would just go, bleh, have a tactical little bleh, because it was just so gassy and stuff.
Does that not happen to you with beer then?
No, I just get really full and sleepy.
So the bubbles, like it's different?
I wonder if the sugar content, like cider, is so sugary.
So sweet.
Yeah.
It is an insane drink when you think about it. It's just basically just pure sugar, just like
But I really like the Thatcher's Cloudy Lemon and Haze.
Okay.
Those are actually kind of like two ciders I can really fuck with. Can't drink like a million of them.
No, you can't drink a lot, but like a single pint is like a nice fun mix-up.
Yeah, it's like a nice little. You know, I also like a mixed fruit Copperberg on like if I'm hungover or on like a nice sunny day.
Copperberg's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. However, I on a sunny day in Glasgow took mixed fruit Copperberg to like a park with my mates, and we were drinking in the park, which we weren't supposed to do, but you know, we were doing it because it was a sunny day. And it went through my body so fast.
Oh,
like, it was not the move. I had to like sprint to a porta potty.
As in, you had to shit?
I had, like, my stomach was like,
oh my god, fuck that.
It literally could not stop shitting.
Oh god. Like,
ruined my, so me and cider aren't the best of homies, but like, I think like a nice little cloudy lemon or like a mixed fruity one, or just like a nice like Thatcher's Gold or something on a sunny day, is kind of nice.
As I can tell, it making you throw up and shit yourselves. I don't think you should be drinking cider at all.
Yeah. Well, that's why
have
I
you eaten
much...
apples in your life. Just maybe like don't eat apples as well.
I love apples. but no, but like I just, it's just not for me. I much prefer like a beer, a spirit, or a wine or something.
Mm. Yeah.
What about you, Ed? What's your go-to ciders?
I say, Miss Harry. I also drink Thatcher's Gold. I think it is the premium top tier. But again, it has to be like a pint. It's not the same in a can. Like, I don't know why Thatcher's Gold from a can is so. It's almost sweeter. It makes my teeth all furry. I can't drink that much of it.
I think it's something reacting with them. It is weird.
It's
and something about
good,
it coming
it?
From draft is nice. I don't know. It's very weird. Also, cans are usually colder, which Thatcher's doesn't need to be like super fucking cold. It's weird. I can't really put my finger on it, but it is
just something
worse.
About the taste is worse. But other than that, I mean, I'd usually just drink whatever's on draft. But in terms of like bottles and stuff, I don't know. I don't love bottled and canned cider. I find a lot of it way too sweet, like Copperberg and stuff like that. I can drink one and then I'm like, I feel ill. Like, it's so, like, it's like you can feel the fur on your teeth afterwards. Like, it's too sweet. I think cider should be from a
one and done
draft. Yeah. Oh, no, I say, I can drink like fucking eight. Like, but it has to be draft. It's just not as good. If you can drink cider, it's not as good as from a can.
Didn't you like take a test that said that you were like kind of allergic to cider and what? You still drink it?
So I found that, and I still do. So if I drink cider, my hangover is fucking awful.
But how much are you drinking?
Well, like, even if I don't drink that much, though, like, even if I just have a few pints, like, I'll still feel rough the next day. And I found that I wasn't getting that with like wine and things like that. So I did one of those, and again, I do not know how legit these things are. They could be utter bullshit, but I did one of those allergy test things.
Okay.
And it came back with every single apple was red, and in the alcohol list, cider was red. So it's saying I was having a bad
reaction. Yeah,
red is
good. Red is like go. It's like the inverse of a traffic light. Drink it.
Delicious.
I drink cider and I puke and shit. Lydia, highly allergic to cider, just has a bad hangover.
I've accepted that it just gives me a really shocking hangover, but when I'm at the pub with you guys on a sunny summer's day, or even when
on
it's
a winter's
pissing
night.
It, pissing it down in the middle of the winter.
Pissing down cold winter's night, yep.
I just have to have a pint. I can't drink wine, like we said earlier, because I can't, it's just too much stronger, and I just like, you know, drinking a pint.
I forgot to include, mulled wine had to be an inclusion. Fuck, how did I not find mulled wine?
So good.
Mulled wine is...
And also,
goated.
Mulled cider.
Mulled cider is pretty good, but I would pick mulled wine over mulled cider.
But mulled
cider.
Wine is like, oh.
Mulled wine is goated.
It's the best thing about Christmas. Like when you're walking around at the shopping mall and there's like, there's people selling out like the little carts and stuff. And it's like, like warming and
like I would honestly drink that shit on like a late summer's evening when it's getting a little bit nippy. I honestly think it's an all-year-round drink for me. I fucking love mulled wine.
We need to make it an all-year thing. Why do you only get it in the shops in December? Bring it all-year-round, baby.
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
This podcast is so alcoholic. Bring mulled wine to me, not just seasonal. Like, fuck. All right. We've got two categories left that I could think of. Mm-hmm. We need a spirit and a mixer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or just a spirit on its own if you're... into that, but I don't think any of us are. And then we'll do cocktails. So spirit and mixers first. Go for us, Ravs.
So I like this is a weird one, but I really like a Jack Daniels and lemonade. Like if I'm just going to the pub, usually people say Jack and Coke. I've never heard of that. It's just so much nicer than Coke. Like I'm not a massive like cola fan, really. And I've just drank so much like Jack and Coke, vodka and Coke, rum and Coke that I'm just like fed up of it as a mixer. So I just was like, you know what, whiskey lemonade. Like, I usually find that Jack Daniels is better. Like, if they give you like Jim Beam and lemonade, it tastes fucking weird.
Yeah.
So that's just like my go-to. But like, at the pub recently, I've been, you know, trying not to drink pints. So I've been drinking Jack and Diet Coke. Just I don't want to be like Diet Lemonade, because I think Diet Lemonade kind of sucks. Mm. And you know, I just think Jack and Lemonade is a good mix. I recommend giving
that
a bash.
That's an interesting shout. I've never tried that. I imagine it'd be good. They're both nice.
It's very nice. It's very nice.
Yeah.
But that or like a Jack and Coke. I'm a whiskey man.
What about you, Lids?
G&T gal. G&T all the way. Lover. Especially if it's got like a bit of elderflower or something in that. You know, a slice of lime or lemon. Loads of ice cubes. Like, oh, just that is a lovely summer's day drink. Like, oh, like some berries. Oh, just love a G&T. So refreshing.
Yeah, I used to fucking hate gin and tonic, and now, I don't know, I feel like I've just been to so many parties with open bars where the only spirit you can get is G&T, and I've just started fucking drinking it. Like, that's how, like, to go back to the original question, that's how you fucking get into new drinks, is you go to an open bar and that's all they fucking have. It's nice. G&T's good. It is really nice.
It's an acquired taste. Yeah, it's quite like a kind of... what would you say, like, kind of sharp, like bittery sort of? I don't know. What is that?
It's quite funky. Like a, it's quite dry and quite
taste.
Crisp.
Yeah.
And can be quite alkaline-y. It's quite weird in that way. You know, it's not sweet. It isn't, it can be sweet, but it's not overwhelmingly sweet like most drinks are.
It's not really sweet, is it? No.
Yeah, it's quite kind of a savory drink almost. I don't know.
I don't really mess with gin. I mess with gin. One of the times I came down to Bristol and it ended very poorly, and I just
Did you shit and throw up?
No,
are you sure it wasn't cider?
it was the chair incident, Harry. On the very first time I came down to Bristol, if you remember.
No,
I pukey on the chair.
Was this the story you told me about the sink?
Yeah. Basically, it was like,
why the fuck are you throwing up everywhere in Bristol, Rav?
I don't know. This was a really bad one, but I went. It was like the first ever yog meet, and you're not allowed to drink alcohol before 10:30 in the morning. And here I am on my 8 a.m. flight to Bristol. I'm like having a pint, and then immediately go meet up with everyone, pints, and then end up, you know, drinking late at night. And Duncan makes me a Long Island iced tea, which is like 90% just alcohol. It was like just bad.
Dangerous.
Then I had a G&T. And the G&T made me vom.
I'm kind of thinking maybe other fucking alcohol made you vom, Raps.
Fucking that is always push. There's no way
No.
Sorry, no. It's the 100% the Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, it was the Long Island iced tea, but the gin was the one that was in my mouth that set it off, you know?
Yeah, because at that moment, you didn't need a really intense new flavour like gin and tonic.
You're right. And then poor Strippin had to like Sherpa me to a fucking sink. And I fell up the sinky. Strippin is like, The sink's blocked, you have to like put it in this bin. I was like, okay. And then I threw sick all over him. I felt so bad. Because Strippin's fucking lovely.
I felt God, so bad. Dude.
And then years later, like, you know, not spoke to Strippin in like 6 years. I donated to stream, like, here's some new jeans.
Fuck's sake.
Oh my God.
Oh dear.
Harry, what's yours? What's your mixer drink?
I usually like whiskey and coke with some variation, but if I like actually getting what I want, I'd want ginger beer and vodka, like a Moscow Mule. Ginger beer is like one of my favorite drinks, but most people don't have it. On a summer's day is like, oh my God, one of the best fucking sodas, and just works really well with vodka. Mm-hmm. That and a little lime in it, it's great.
Wait, vodka and ginger beer?
Yeah.
What the hell? I've never thought of that combo.
I'm sure it's called a Moscow Mule is the term for it.
Oh.
Moscow Mule? It's basically just vodka and ginger beer and lime. I mean, it's not really a cocktail because it's just...
Okay.
That is two ingredients and a fucking thing. Yeah. Like, I'd count that as a mixer. But yeah, it's great. Really great.
All right, let's cap this. We have talked, I think, about alcohol for about 20 minutes. This is my favourite episode okay. we've ever done. Jesus I love Christ. This. This is so unhinged. This makes us look so bad.
It makes it not right. a good look for us.
Final one. This is good. It's good to just get them out there. Get our recommendations out there. Mm-hmm. Done. I feel like we've capped a lot of the alcohol yeah. questions now. Final one is cocktails. What are our go-to cocktails?
Oh, my God. Let's go first.
Okay. I don't really drink cocktails that much, but when I do have them, Porn Star Martini is really mm-hmm. nice. I think it's like passion fruit, and then you get like a shot of Prosecco with it.
Yeah.
I think that's it. It's been a long time since I've had one, but they're like super fruity and just fresh and lovely. Mm-hmm. I love, if I'm on holiday, a pina colada. Like, ooh, what, if you're like by yeah. a pool drinking a pina colada, like so oh, creamy and sweet.
Oh, it's
and,
the best.
Oh, so good.
So delicious.
Oh. Stop. I feel like, stop. We got to talk about alcohol, dude. It's like fucking 26 degrees outside right now. It's like 1 p.m. on a Friday. I can't be fucking cocktails this hard. I'm going to go do like meetings and shit.
All right, Rams, you want to go pub?
Yeah. Fuck you guys.
And probably my last one would be a espresso martini. I only had one for the first time recently, but if they're done right, they're lovely, but obviously very mm-hmm. dangerous because you can't really, if having it at night, have more than one otherwise.
Yeah, kind of just one, yeah. It's one and done.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, well, you're just fucked. You're not sleeping that night. So yeah, those are mine. What about you guys?
Oh, I was going to say, I mean, pina colada just literally hooked me up to like an IV of pina colada. And I'm just, I will live the rest of my life a happy man.
Oh, so that, good. And the coconut.
I could... My only complaint about pina colada is I literally just want like a fucking picture of it. Like,
yeah.
I just want to just chug it like I drink a pint.
Yeah. yeah.
like, yeah, I just want yeah. so much of it.
That's the dangerous thing about cocktails. So they just go down so easy.
Oh, and they're so fucking expensive. Like, yeah. it's so
and they're
bullshit.
Also so strong as well, though.
Yeah. And also, like, you can go to like places where, like, you know, cheaper cocktail places where they do them in larger quantities, but then it just doesn't, they're never quite as nice. You know, yeah. as long as you remember yeah. from nice places. I just like Dark and Stormy. Just know what like
Dark
limey,
and Stormy.
Limey,
so
whiskey,
good.
Soury, yeah. you know, and sweet and sour thing. Like, anything like
ginger,
that.
Ginger
hits.
Beer and rum, that one. Yeah. It's fucking really good.
I'm surprised that none of us actually said rum. I do like
yeah,
dark
I like
rum.
A mojito.
Rum, yeah. Oh my fucking
nice.
God. Mojito is like, maybe my favorite.
We like, just all hear salivating yeah. over cocktail. Yeah, like, this podcast is just deteriorating so bad.
What's the question?
I found it difficult to break out of my comments on alcoholic drinks. I was wondering what your go-to drinks are. Okay, we really are literally asking.
Okay,
we are very much answering every
this
fucking
is the most
type
detailed
of
fucking answer ever.
You know what? I fucking love some moonshine. No. I don't know, for me it's like a mojito or a pina colada. You guys have said I love a little fucking dark and stormy. And we were at that mixer event, Harry.
What was that fucking cocktail?
That was a kung fu martini.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, kung fu martini.
It tasted like squishies. It was one of the best
cocktails I've ever had, and it was an open bar. And I was fucked.
I don't think this is what this doesn't. I think they might have just named it that.
No, it was called the Sifu, and it was a kung fu martini. I just tried to look it up myself. I couldn't find the details. Better that I don't know. Kung fu martini.
I mean, it had like fucking dragon fruit and shit in it. It was fucking crazy. The only way I can describe it, you know those squashies, like the drumsticks, but like just the little.
Yeah.
It just tasted like that with a hint of alcohol. It was mind-blowing. He kept making me one. I was like, this fucking tiny, mate. You're going to have to make me another one in like 5 minutes.
Listeners can't see this, but Harry's like shaking all over the place when he's saying this.
I feel like cocktails are so easily messed up, though. Because like mojito, you can easily fuck up a mojito and make it like way too limey.
Yeah.
And that kung fu martini we had, Duncan went to get me one and we came back and it was as if he doubled all the alcohol because we both took a sip of it and we were like, ugh, like fucking wincing.
I hate that in America as well, when they do just like the Omega fucking, you're just going to get like Jack and Coke or something, and they're just fucking pouring so really much whiskey boring, and they're like, yeah, one drop of Coke, and it's like, well, this is fucking grim. Like, what? I just should have asked for just straight whiskey. If like, yeah, why have you done this? Like, why have you fucking done this? You fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I also do, I would say I'm not as much someone who wants to go to a cocktail bar, unless it's specifically for that reason, and watch the whole show.
Get a drink.
Sorry, mate. Just give me the booze.
Yeah, you have to like order it when you first get your drink, yeah, because it takes so long like to get the next one.
Stop doing all the flips and shit, and like you and your friend are swinging the lights and whatever. Like, fucking, okay, cool. Take my drink.
I feel like Scottish people will lynch me if I don't say Venom. Venom is like a...
What's that?
I don't know if it's a Scottish creation, but it's like literally just picture a pint glass with like the brightest green, most venomous looking thing in the world. Ugh. It is a really actually nice drink. It's very sweet, but it gets you very drunk.
What's it got to make it green?
Is it like apple sours?
No. So it is Southern Comfort vodka, a whole bottle of Blue Wicked, and then you put orange juice in it and you mix it up.
A whole bottle of WKD.
Yeah.
It sounds absolutely vile.
Blue white. It is fucking really nice.
I don't believe you.
Look up images of it. It's grim.
Questioner, we're not recommending this.
Don't drink this.
I am, but you know, maybe drink
this,
with caution.
This is a man that shits himself when he drinks. Don't drink this.
Here, look at this image. Okay. I dropped it in the chat. It just looks grim.
That is fucking gross. That looks like fucking Shrek just came in a fucking pint glass.
Yummy Shrek cum, that's what God. I say. Yummy, God, yummy Shrek cum.
Really, that is absolutely rancid. Just the most watery, grim-ass fucking pipe of fucking
pond
liquid.
Water. It's gross.
I got them to make it here in Bristol, and everyone said it was nice.
No, you're lying.
They're lying.
It was nice.
They're lying. I think we've given some great recommendations. Mm. That's a lot of drinks to go out and try, to go and try and widen your drinking palate, I guess.
I think we all know what we're doing late this evening. But also, dear yep. listener, please remember to drink responsibly. Don't do yep. what Ravs does. Please,
don't shit yourself. Don't listen to this podcast and be like, I'm going to try every single one of these, because you will be very fucked.
Yeah. Oh, and a good suggestion for the non-drinkers, Heineken 0% is actually really fucking nice. I would say it's equatable to Heineken. Ooh. So there you go.
Yeah.
If you want to participate in some of the fun, a lot of good 0%, but Heineken's my recommendation.
Nice, yep. nice.
A lot of very good 0% beers and just mocktails as well that taste
mocktails are great. All right, should we wrap it there? I feel like we've just fucking
spoken for.
We just chatted for like half an hour about fucking booze. What are we calling this podcast?
The Booze Podcast. It is a sunny day. It's Friday afternoon. We can't help it, all right?
The Booze Cruise.
The Booze Cruise. It
has to be called like the Booze Cruise.
If you've enjoyed listening, make sure to leave a review, leave a comment. Let us know what you reckoned. Let us know what your favorite drinks are. I'm interested. Did you agree with us? Or was there anything that we forgot you feel like you loved and you wanted us to say? Make sure to send in more questions. We are looking through them all still.
We always love new questions, you know.
New questions.
We still have hundreds, it's slowed down a tiny bit. So mm-hmm. Make sure you send us in your problems, predicaments. Remember, we love like time sensitive ones as well. Mm-hmm. Just that they're hilarious and we're not going to answer them in time.
All right, we'll catch you all next week, I guess. Goodbye. Goodbye.
See ya.
Ciao.
See ya.
Bye. Let's go to the pub.
Bye.